every day is so wonderful, then suddenly it's hard to breathe. Now and then I get insecure from all the pain. But I am beautiful, no matter what they say. Words can't bring me down. I am beautiful in every single way. Words can't bring me down. So don't you bring me down today. To all your friends, you're delirious, so consumed in all you're doing, trying hard to fill the emptiness, the peace is gone, left the puzzle undone. Is that the way it is? You are beautiful, no matter what they say. Words can't bring you down. You are beautiful in every single way. Don't you bring me down today. No matter what we do, no matter what we say, we're the song inside the tune, full of beautiful mistakes. And everywhere we go, the sun will always shine. And tomorrow we may wake up on the other side. Words can't bring us down. We are beautiful in every single way. These words can't bring us down. So don't you bring us down today. So don't you bring us down, no, today.
Who knew Christina Aguilera would be in the house today?
Oh, right. Oh, my gosh. That was so beautiful in every single way. Let's give some more love to Shelly Campbell and Robert. You know, I know the theme, and then I share songs, and then our singers are so cool because they go, I can do this one. I'm like, oh, good. So who else loves that song? Anyone? Beautiful in every single way. And just cover those lyrics for a moment here. Every day is so wonderful. Then suddenly it's hard to breathe. Now and then I get insecure from all the pain. I'm so ashamed. I am beautiful. No matter what they say, words can't bring me down. I am beautiful
in every single way. So don't you bring me down today. No matter what we do, no matter what we say, we're the song inside the tune. What a lyric. We're the song inside the tune. Full of beautiful mistakes, and everywhere we go, the sun will always shine, and tomorrow we might wake up on the other side. We are so beautiful in every single way. And what I love that is it's really about overcoming our insecurities. Because anyone ever been insecure? Come on, you're in a human body. There's insecurities. Ever feel like you weren't good enough to do something, be something? You weren't talented enough, big enough, smart enough? You know, we have insecurities. It's just part of the humanness of our lives. And how about anyone that's ever felt discriminated? Maybe on the basis of gender, right? Sexual orientation. Maybe discriminated by our physical size or the way we look, okay? Do we ever feel maybe insecure around our bodies? There's a lot of things called like shame around our bodies. And because we have a world that's very physically, visually oriented, we could be discriminated against because, or face that for a lot of the reasons. Racial discrimination, there's differently abled, ageism, you name it. There's a lot of ways that we can experience anything that's insecure. And the words, you are so beautiful in every single way, that really is a very interesting lyric because you can also put any word in for beautiful. You're so loving. You're so caring in every single way. You're so awesome. It's the word I would like to put in there. You're so awesome in every single way. And words can't put us down. Okay, think about that. Words do put us down if we allow them or we believe them to be true. And it's not just words from others, but our own internalized inner critic that can bring us down. So part of that is I'm singing to my inner critic, don't you bring me down today. Because regardless of what I think, I'm really awesome and amazing. And so are each and every one of us. So I'm talking about all of this because we are starting today, October 1st, The Gifts of Imperfection. And this is the older book, but I love the subtitle, Letting Go of Who You Think You're Supposed to Be. Who are you supposed to be? You know, the rules of what you're supposed to do and be. And embrace who you are. And it was about wholehearted living. And last week, I gave a little preview about what is coming. We have these Soul Circle groups. There's some spaces still open, I think, in Bill's group. We have a couple that are meeting, and Susan Latham's out on the counter. There's sign-up sheets, and those that are in the Cyber Sanctuary can also, some of you are physically in Santa Fe and might want to attend, but today is the last day to sign up because the groups are starting to meet this week. What I like about that small group opportunity is I'm sending to all of our facilitators what they can choose to look at for the week. You'll have weekly assignments, and then you come back together and you discuss them. And what's really cool about that is you could all do this by yourself. However, if you're doing it by yourself, you're only getting one perception, okay? If I do this with Rosemary and Valerie and Marietta, they might say something that I hadn't even thought about. So it really expands the opportunity of gifts of imperfection. So quickly, what is wholehearted living? That is what Brené Brown is about. And she says that wholehearted living is when we can live with our imperfections, basically. You know, you can be flawed. You can be anything, and you're still good enough. It's about worthiness. Worthiness. And when she talks about worthiness, I always had a challenge with that word. I'm like, maybe I've always thought of myself as I am worthy. The other word that works for me, besides worthy and not feeling worthy enough, is embarrassed. Okay? So when I'm embarrassed because I did something, I said something, and I have judgment, it's about judging ourselves, feeling judged by others. And so we have shame. That's what comes around. And this book is about breaking through that and to be free, to be who you really are. And I believe that wholehearted living is about expressing yourself, having the gifts of imperfection. I believe it's also unconditional loving. When you can love yourself, no matter what you think, what you do, how you're being in the world, unconditionally loving, no matter what anyone else thinks or what you think about yourself, to love yourself unconditionally. With all your flaws, with all your imperfections, I am definitely not perfect. I'm good with that. I like to hear the saying, I'm perfectly imperfect, right? I accept that. And can I love myself no matter what? She talks about how what the three gifts are of imperfection. So when you're owning that you are imperfect, that you have made messes of things, you know, it's all the things that you don't want people to know about you. Your shadow. You all have one. I have one. It's like, I just want you to see this part of me. But what am I like at home when I'm not at church, right? Mm-hmm. They wouldn't love me if they really knew what I was like in my crabbiness, my meanness. You know, we all have it. We have a light and we have a shadow. We're usually ashamed of the shadow. I don't want people to know about my shadow self because they won't like me, might make fun of me, criticize me, judge me, reject me. You name it. There's all of this energy. If you really knew me, nah, you wouldn't like me. I heard this in my head this morning when I was thinking that line. You wouldn't like me if you really knew me. That's right. You wouldn't. You would love me. Because you would love that I was authentic enough to show you my not so nice side. Oh, she's so awesome. It's like, yeah, well, every awesome light divine being has a shadow. So I can see you all have a shadow. You stand in the light and you go, oh, there's my shadow. See? And it's not a bad thing. Our shadow is just a part of the wholeness of who we are. So she mentions the three gifts, the three C's of what happens when you own your imperfections. Who remembers what they are? Compassion, connection, courage. Excellent. You get stars on your chart. And Jillian, you're very funny. She's all dancing back there. I knew it. You're so silly. And so courage, basically her definition, and you can read about this when you get the book. I think we have one book available and Wanda's ordering some more. So courage means heart, and it's to be able to speak honestly about who you are, honestly about what you're feeling, and what your experiences are. Yeah, it's to speak honestly. It takes courage to do that because you might disagree with me. You might think whatever you might want to put a judgment on me about. It's courageous to be able to speak my truth regardless of how it's received. It can be scary. I've had those opportunities where I've said something that was very hard, especially with an abusive person who I was like, I can't, because it was my little girl who was afraid. And I'm like, I'm not a little girl anymore. I'm going to speak my truth. Because I love myself that much. Then I can go back into the other room and cuss that person out and tell my little inner child, she's right, he's an idiot, or whatever nasty words I was calling him. But it's okay because I love myself enough to be able to speak my truth. Courage. The next is compassion. Compassion being, again, to see somebody suffering, not just see them, but feel suffering within myself. Because I see that you're suffering. We have empathy, and that's what that is. But compassion is different than empathy, because compassion means I really feel the sad and I see that you're hurting and I want to help. It's about wanting to take an action and helping people in their suffering. But Brené also makes a point to say, you can be compassionate, but there's a line of having a boundary while being compassionate. Because we can, the example is enable people. Somebody who has an addiction, that's a disease, and I can have compassion and want to help them when they're suffering, but there's boundaries and there's accountability for people's behavior. Again, Brené Brown's thoughts on that. Last but not least is connection. Connection. And she defines connection as the energy that exists between people when they feel heard, when they feel seen, and when they feel valued, without judging them or being judged by them. And also there's substance and there's strength in that. So she talks about connection and how technology actually might feel like you're connecting through technology, but not so much. It just because we're communicating, that doesn't mean we're really connecting. And then she also talks about how you have to give up being solo, doing it alone, which a lot of us got that mentality. You know, pull up your bootstraps. You're a big person. You can do it. Connection means that I can ask for help as well as give help. It has to be both ways. So that was a quick summary of what I spoke about last week. So then she goes from that connection into a chapter about love and belonging, that we all have an innate primal feeling about being loved and what I just spoke about, that connection and belonging. And I thought this was interesting. She said, belonging isn't the same as fitting in, and talks about the difference. When you fit in, you're trying to be a part of something, but you don't really feel it. You're having to act a certain way in order to fit in. A few of you are going, you understand this. Belonging means I can be absolutely who I am, and these people love me. And personally, here at Unity Santa Fe, my desire is that you would feel a sense of belonging here, that you belong here. You're here by divine appointment, and that you don't feel like you have to fit in, that you can be who you are, your real, authentic self, without having to put on a happy face, right? How are you doing? How many of you say, I'm fine, right? We're very polite. We have a society. We have ways to act. And yet, if I'm talking to you, and I say, how you doing? And you go, I'm fine. And 2 minutes later, I go, you have any prayer requests? Imagine that there was a request in your heart. But you weren't going to tell me that off. Because when people say, how are you? Do you think they really want to know? Right? You go, it's just a polite thing. You're not really asking. And if you really want to know, you got to take the time to hear that I'm depressed, that I'm missing my wife, that I'm struggling, right? So we all have things, but the question is, do you have a person to talk to? Do you have somebody who's safe, who is loving you unconditionally, not judging, not about, you know, I wish they would like it, they're shut together, right? It's about unconditional acceptance, not, oh, poor baby, I'm so sorry that that's doing for you. No, it's compassion. It's from a neutral place, but it's caring and being open. And not everybody is a person that you can go to. Who is your person? Do you have a person that you can talk to and be unashamedly open and show your warts, or anything that you're ashamed or embarrassed about? Do you have a person? Some of you might say, yeah, I do. Great. If you don't, I want you to think about that, because we need people to connect with. She talks about shame a lot. more than I care, but it's about shame because it's the worthiness factor. Shame is basically fear. So she talks about, it's fear. What are people going to think? What are people going to feel about me? Maybe they won't like me. It's about shame. And her whole thing about shame is, how do you address shame? She says that we all have shame. I'm like, no, I don't. Not me. I don't have shame. I was like, yeah, you're so funny, Liz. I'm like, yeah, that's right. She talks about loving ourselves. Where's my piece on the she gives the piece around what shame is. It's all about fear. We're afraid that people won't like us. If they knew the truth about us, what we believe, how we're struggling, and sometimes even about how wonderful we're doing, because there's judgment. While it feels as if shame hides in the darkest corners, it actually lurks in the most familiar places, such as appearance and body image. I already mentioned that. There's a lot of shame that people don't want to know because it's like, oh, I have a role here. I used to do a workshop called Loving Our Bodies. And I decided, because I was harsh on my body, I wanted to have a different shape, right? I wanted to be, in fact, I had weighed, I don't know, about 200 pounds at one point. I've had my fluctuations with that. And I did this workshop, and it was the two mantras that I came up with is, round is beautiful and soft is sexy. I was like, oh, good. Round is beautiful and soft is sexy. Because I need to own, but in a world that goes, you know, you got to have some abs and look all slim. I'm just like, you know, we're very brainwashed by our society, how we need to look. So she talks again about all the ways that we can feel shame about money, about our health, that I, you know, about religion, sex, aging. To feel shame is to be human. So we have shame. Don't be ashamed of your shame, right? And she says, what do you do with your shame? And her two things, I believe, are, first of all, you have to be aware of it. And number two, she adamantly talks about telling your story. You need courage, compassion, and connection in order to tell your story to somebody that you can trust, who's going to love you, not judge you, and to hear you. Because sometimes, really, what we all want is to be gotten. Just to be gotten. And I personally I have a counselor now. Why? Because even though I'm this person often for others, you can have a counselor, a best friend, a minister, someone you can just come in. In fact, I want you to be more who you are in your reality. Show me your shadow. I'm going to love you more when I see the true self, all of you, not just this part of us, which is what we're trained to do because it's scary to be rejected or humiliated or judged. So I go to a counselor because I've got some stuff too. I want to be able to bear my soul unconditionally and share what my story is so that I can be free. It's about freedom. For me to be free of my story, of my embarrassment, I have things in my relationship with Divine that I've done some work on, but I get that it's still there. There's still some stuff that I haven't said to another human being in person that I need to say. Because I want to move on in my life and I want to have a healthy relationship, but I need to be healthy to have a healthy relationship. So I'm doing my work. And I'm inviting all of you to do that as well. So she goes on and talks about the shame and talking about it and telling your story. And that's part of what you have an opportunity if you're in a small group to speak your truth. It might be scary. Are you brave enough? Your groups are about confidentiality, acceptance. And when you're willing to talk about things that you don't want people to know, they're just going to love you more. But you got to love yourself enough to be able to do that. If I don't love me, then you're definitely not going to love me. That's how we operate. I don't love that part of me. I'm not showing you that. So she has in her book 10 guideposts. A guidepost is a chapter about one aspect of what we need to let go of. First guidepost is to let go of what people think. Maybe how about let go of what you think about yourself and cultivating authenticity. Authenticity, to be all of you, the real you. She talks about authenticity and calls it in one of these little tabs here. And it's moving along. Where are you at? Oh, that's self-compassion's next week. By the way, next week you can wear orange. Authenticity. It's about the daily practice of letting go and embracing who we are. She says, cultivating courage to be imperfect, to allow ourselves to be vulnerable. That's the courage part. Compassion comes from knowing that we're all made of struggle. We're not going to always be strong. We have strong and we have strength. We have struggle and strength. And the last one, connection. It's about the sense of belonging and believing we're enough. I'm going to give you a little example for my own life. We all have masculine and feminine energies, okay? We're in physical bodies that are male or female, but there's energy called masculine and feminine energy, and I've done a lot of study on that. Masculine energy is about when you go to a store and you go into the store, you get what you want, and you come out, and you're good, right? It's about just directing. Then you have the feminine, when you're in your feminine energy, and you go in and you want to touch things and look at things, and you're not, right? So there's one example of masculine, feminine energy. You kind of float. My one girlfriend, Sandy, said, I'm being such an airhead. I said, you can call yourself an airhead, or you can just say, I'm just in my divine feminine right now. Because it's this way, whereas the masculine is pretty much linear. So having said that, myself, I have been in groups of this teaching and recognized that when there was women on one side and men on the other side, and they were talking about the traits of each, and then they said the men are going to go to another room, and the women are going to be in this room doing. And I looked at the person running this as the men were parading by, and I said, really should be going with the guys because I just identified more. He said, come on. So I got to be in a room with 70 guys in a big circle because I run more masculine energy. Now, I have my feminine energy and I have my masculine, but I run more of the masculine. Why I'm sharing this with you is because I am in a female body, which is fine. I'm pretty good with that. However, there are people in our world that have bodies that do not match whatever their insides are, those that are called transgender. They're in a female body and they feel so masculine that they want to have more of that opportunity and vice versa. I share this because I've been attending what are called drag king shows here in Santa Fe for the last year. And going to those shows, people have an opportunity to express and just dress up and lip sync and be in a costume and put forth an act. I had my first opportunity, was asked to be in a drag king show a week ago, Saturday. My stage name was Midnight Master. And I went to Savers so I could buy my really cool hat, which I could have worn today. And I had a suit and tie. I had to go to YouTube to learn how to tie a tie because that was part of my act. And I had facial hair and sideburns. I was very stunning as a guy. And I did my show or my act. And I had a blast because I was able to really allow myself to be in the, what does a masculine person act like and look like, and in from my own perspective, right? And to be able to do that with freedom, right? And I could be authentic. That was part of what I want to talk about, is my authenticity. I had an opportunity to express a part of me. Now, in that, it took courage, because I'm on stage, and I'm good with being on stage, obviously, but to be a amateur in the drag king, I mean, I can, you know, dance around the house. My good friend Lee invited me over and said, I have mirrors, you want to rehearse? Lee is a phenomenal drag king. And me, to be courageous enough, number one, to go and do my act in front of them, took courage. I also had compassion on myself, because it's not about being perfect. It's about having fun and expressing. And if I was going to mess up, I would mess up. So I have compassion for myself and connection, to be able to connect with a part of me, with others, and feel free to be that. Now, I also set boundaries. And the boundaries are with this community, because I'm actually being courageous enough to tell you I was in a drag king show. Now, I didn't strip, no, that time. But some do. Some remove more clothes than others. I only took off my tie and, you know. But I have asked this community, because I need boundaries. And part of what that means is I asked folks that I had disclosed, please don't come to the show. And it would have been nice to have more people in seats. However, I need boundaries. I need a life besides being a minister. And there is healthiness for me to have an experience and an expression of myself where I can feel free. Now, you could have come, or if I'm ever invited again, it doesn't really matter. I just got to do that. But there are boundaries in compassion, and I needed to set those. And I want to thank you for respecting those, the few of you who knew. I'm also being courageous by even telling you this, because some of you might go, minister, drag king? Yeah, minister by day, drag king by night. What do you know? You know, that's what I love about Unity Santa Fe. I feel really accepted to be who I am. I don't feel the need to hide. Now, you might not like me. You can judge me. That's fine. Because I love me. I accept me. And I need to be who I am in my 100%-ness. Thank you. It's about not caring about what other people think, because what they think is none of my business. Truth. And the last thing I want to share is that she said, practicing authenticity can feel like a daunting choice, putting your true self into the world. But I believe there's more risk in hiding yourself and your gifts from the world. Our unexpressed ideas, opinions, and contributions won't go away. They're likely to fester and eat away at our worthiness. I think we should be born with a warning label, similar to the ones that come on cigarette packages. She's very interesting. Caution, if you trade in your authenticity for safety, you may experience the following: anxiety, depression, eating disorders, addiction, rage, blame, resentment, and inexplicable grief. Sacrificing who we are for the sake of what other people think isn't worth it. Need to let go and find out who you really are. You are the divine in expression, each one a unique, individualized expression. You're worthy, you're good enough, you're beautiful in every single way. You are who you are. And just know that it's okay to be me. You can be me. You can dress up next week. And know it's good. And that's all I got, because this is me.
Thank you so much for having me here. Really, you welcome me so warmly, and I hope that you can feel the love coming right back at you. Thank you.
I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us. We are glorious. When the sharpest words want to cut me down, gonna send a flood, gonna drown him out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come. And I'm marching to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me. Hits my skin. Well, fire away, 'cause today I won't let that shame sink in. We are bursting through the barricades and reaching for the sun. We are warriors. I won't let them break me down to dust, for I know that there's a place for us. Sharpest words want to cut me down. I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown him out. I am bruised, I am brave, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come. And I'm marching to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me.
Audience participation. Thank you, Robert. Thank you so much.